Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a concrete echo edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the DNB way, tight, heavy, rhythmic, and absolutely built to sit inside a real arrangement. What we're aiming for is a ragga cut shape that feels like a chopped up Jamaican vocal phrase gang slam through a concrete tunnel, not a random vocal thrown on top of a beat. This needs to behave like part of the groove, part of the drum architecture, and part of the identity of the tune. So think about where this kind of sound lives in a drum and bass track. You'll hear it in the intro to build tension. You'll hear it in the drop as a call and response hook. And you'll hear it in switch-ups or breakdowns when you want energy to reset without losing attitude. That's the mission here. Make the vocal do real work. First, choose a vocal source with character. You want strong consonants, open vowels, and some natural grit. Short shouts, patter phrases, sing J-style lines, anything with a bev edge. Words like yo, come, now, check, back, or yar gold, because they give you an instant attack and easy rhythmic placement. Drag the sample into Ableton, turn warp on, and get it sitting around 174 BPM. Even if the original source is a totally different tempo, we want it feeling native to drum and bass. If the vocal needs to stay smooth while stretched, use Complex Pro. If it already has a percussive shape and you want sharper transients, beats can work nicely too. Now here's the important part. Don't think of this as one loop. Think in micro phrases. Chop the vocal into 3 to 6 small pieces. Keep one strong anchor hit with a clear consonant. Add one shorter answer phrase. Maybe a tail. Maybe a pickup. The goal is a conversational pattern, not a lazy repeat. If you like working MIDI style, slice to new MIDI track and load the slices into Simpler. Set Simpler to one shot so each slice plays cleanly when triggered. Keep trigger mode on if you want immediate firing, and use a tiny fade, maybe 3 to 12 milliseconds, so you avoid clicks without softening the punch too much. If you're editing directly in auto, that's fine too. Just be precise with your cuts and warp markers. Start placing the chops with intent. Try a hit on beat 1, an offbeat answer on the end of 2, a short pickup before beat 4, and then a tail leading into the next bar. That call and response movement is a classic ragga to DNB move, and it instantly makes the edit feel musical instead of random. Before we get into the effects, clean the source up. Put EQ 8 first and high pass the vocal somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. That gets rid of low rumble and keeps space clear for the sub. If the vocal feels muddy, dip somewhere around 200 to 450 Hz. If it sounds boxy or nasal, try a narrow cut around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz. And if the top end is too sharp or painful, take a little out around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Now add auto filter. This is going to become one of your movement tools. For darker sections, low pass it somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep resonance modest, not too peaky. And later on, automate that cutoff so the vocal opens into transitions and closes down when you want tension. In heavy DNB, filter movement can do a lot of the emotional work. If the vocal feels too loose or soft, you can add a little drum bus or gate, but keep it subtle. You're not trying to destroy the vocal. You're trying to make it behave more like percussion. A touch of drive, a small bump in transient if needed, and leave boom off unless you really want a deliberate low-end thump layered in. Now for the main character of the sound. The concrete echo. Add echo after the cleanup chain and shape it like a hard, physical slap, not a beautiful ambient wash. Set the delay time to something tight, like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 depending on how busy the phrase is. Keep feedback around 15 to 35% so the trail stays concise. Keep the stereo image narrow, almost mono if the main vocal needs to stay centered. Ping pong is usually not the move here unless you specifically want a wider transition effect. Shape the repeats with filtering. High pass the echoes around 180 to 350 Hz so they don't fight the sub. Low pass them somewhere around 3 to 7 kHz so they feel dark and concrete, not glossy. Keep modulation subtle. A little movement is fine. Too much and the delay starts sounding floaty instead of heavy. If you want extra grit, add a small amount of distortion inside echo, but be careful. The goal is not mush. The goal is a short, dense, slightly degraded reflection that feels like it bounced off brick or concrete walls. After echo, try a saturator. Just a couple dB of drive can add a really nice density to the tail. Turn on soft clip if needed. This is one of those moves that makes the echo feel like it has weight. Again, keep the dry hit readable and let the dirt live mostly in the delayed shadow. At this stage, it's useful to think in layers of intent. The front hit needs to be clear. The rhythmic pocket needs to land in time. and the delayed shadow needs to support the phrase without smearing it. If you build those three things separately, you get way more control. Now, once the first version is working, resample it. This is where the edit becomes original. Route the processed vocal to a new audio track, and record the output in real time. Then trim the best parts, reverse one tail, shift a repeat slightly late for drag, or cut and reorder two fragments to create a new answer phrase. That second generation is where a lot of the magic happens. A lot of the time, the most interesting vocal edit is not the first chop you made, it's the committed, resampled version that comes after you've printed the sound and started treating it like raw material again. You can also create small variations to keep it alive in the arrangement. Try a reversed inhale before the main hit. Try a clipped repeat just before a snare. Try a bar where only the echo tail plays and the dry vocal is gone. Try removing the first syllable so the phrase punches in mid-word. These little details make the edit feel custom. Now lock the edit to the drums and bass. This part matters a lot indeed, NB. If you're working with a rolling break, place the vocal around the snare-led groove instead of landing on every kick. Leave space around the snare transient. Let the vocal answer the break rather than fight it. If the track is more neuro-adjacent, use the vocal in the negative space between bass hits. Let the echo tail fill the hole after the bass phrase ends. Don't stack too much mid-range information right on top of the biggest bass transient. You want contrast, not congestion. A practical placement might look like this. A dry vocal hit on bar 1, an answer on the end of 2 in bar 2, a delayed tail into the next phrase on bar 4, and then a pickup every 8 bars to signal a new section. That's enough to make the vocal feel like a structural marker. If the timing feels slightly off, don't immediately slam it into stricter quantize. Sometimes the fix is simpler. Shorten the tail, reduce the fade on the attack, or move the phrase a little so it sits in the groove pocket more naturally. The front edge of the sound matters more than the body. Next, build an effect rack so you can perform the vocal instead of just setting it and forgetting it. Group the chain into an audio effect rack and map a few macros. Good choices are dry hit amount, echo throw, darkness, and grit. You can map darkness to filter cutoff or EQ tilt. You can map grit to saturator drive or echo distortion. You can map echo throw to wet amount or feedback. And you can even map a simple utility gain macro so you can quickly push the edit forward or tuck it back when the arrangement changes. This kind of rack is super useful in DNB because the vocal can go from dry and punchied in the drop to darker and more washed in a transition without rebuilding the whole chain. Now think about arrangement. The vocals should have a job. In the intro, use a filtered version with a longer echo tail. In the pre-drop, open the filter and maybe increase the delay throw as tension rises. In the first drop, keep the hit compact, centered, and confident. In the second drop or switch up, push the edit harder, resample it, break it up more, maybe pitch it down a little, maybe reverse a tail. A really reliable move is to automate the auto filter cutoff from around 1.5 kHz up to 8 kHz over a few bars as you approach the drop. Another strong move is to automate echo feedback from around 10% up to 35% in the last beat or two before the drop lands. That creates a little pressure and release without needing a huge riser. And remember, in heavy DNB, anticipation is often more powerful than release. Sometimes opening the vocal right before the drop hits harder than letting it bloom after. A few practical tips to keep in mind while you work. Keep the core vocal hit mostly mono. Let the echo tail spread a little, but keep the front centered so it stays solid against the drums. If the echo feels too glossy or too wide, narrow it down and darken it more. If the vocal fights the snare or the bass, move it into the gaps. In DNB, negative space is everything. Check the vocal at different volumes too. Quiet playback tells you if the rhythm and identity are working. Medium volume tells you if the tone and density make sense. Loud playback reveals harshness and space conflicts. That 3-volume check catches a lot of problems early. If the edit starts sounding generic, resample it and recut it. If it sounds too busy, remove syllables until only the strongest phonetic shapes remain. In this style, less is often more. One hard syllable and one great echo can hit way harder than a crowded sentence. For a stronger dark DNB edge, you can pitch the phrase down by 2-5 semitones. Don't overdo it unless you want something obviously stylized. A subtle drop in pitch can make the vocal feel deeper and more ominous without turning it into a cartoon. You can also create a dedicated return chain for the concrete space instead of putting everything directly on the vocal track. Try echo, then saturator, then EQ8, then utility on a return. Send only selected hits into that space. That gives you more control over the throw and keeps the main phrase clear. One more advanced move, print aversion, where the echo slightly clips. That overloaded tail can sound brutal in a really satisfying way, especially for darker rollers. And if you want even more separation, keep the dry hit relatively clean while dirtying the delay path more aggressively. Here's a quick practice challenge if you want to lock the workflow in. Pick one rag of phrase with at least one strong consonant and one long vowel. Chop it into three micro cuts and place them over two bars at 174 BPM. High pass the vocal around 110 Hz and about 2 dB of saturator drive, and set echo to 1/8 time with around 25% feedback. Make one version dry and one version resample. Then build a call and response pattern, where the first bar is the dry hit and the second bar is the echoed answer. Automate the filter opening over the last two beats before the loop restarts, and check the whole thing in mono.